The Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge on FUBAR Radio.
He could certainly make a good times roll.
He's made my good times roll. I tell you that much for nothing.
Now, you're eating a very interesting piece of confectionery there.
It's a naked minstrel. It's called a counter. Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
It is delicious.
They're good for radio as well, because listen to this. With a minstrel, you'd hear a crunch, but listen to this.
Almost totally silent.
Silent. The silent sweet.
The silent naked minstrel.
I think that's the way forward for chocolate on the radio.
Basically, it's almost like it was designed. It's almost like they took a minstrel and...
We take a minstrel, we give a minstrel. That's basically the situation.
Now...
There's apples, but that's too crunchy. There's you can't go for an apple.
It's crunchy, it's crazy. Now, Ash, do you think you can handle 2 minutes of business entirely by yourself?
Oh, of course, yeah, no problem.
Really?
No.
What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about counting to 120.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps we could get one of the production team to rouse Mr. Gannon.
Is he? He's.
Could you do that?
Is he fully asleep?
Yeah, he's out. I bet he's going to refuse to go on now.
He's going to. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah,
he's out.
In the end, you're just going to have to take this home. But this is the kind of thing. You know, it's really strange because the guys who are on late night radio, they do 6 hour shifts, don't they? It's like literally they will go. Like, you know, they start at 1 and they'll go through until 7 a.m. or whatever time.
Then they go home and they go to bed, you know, and they sleep.
Yeah, you're jet setting off to Florida, aren't you?
Yeah.
For business purposes. No. You've got to do this again in the States.
No,
is that right?
I'm not doing the American version. Oh, little sleepy head Polish rat.
No,
oh, sleepy.
I had 5 minutes of that half hour sleep.
And how was it?
Well, sleepy, little sleepy baby. Have you wiggled with me?
I'm feeling very strange right now.
All right.
I'm just sitting here listening to you go, I can't work with record player. It's a bit of a technical incident.
Fuck but, you.
And thank you for running in and helping out.
Yeah.
I never said I'd come back and help.
Oh, you're just lying there, not sleeping, feeling schadenfreude.
It's the worst thing in the world when you're lying there going, I'm so tired, my brain is so done. I just want to have a little sleep, and all I get to hear is you regaling the time you had to hear Joseph have sex with ladies.
Have a naked minstrel, see if that helps.
Oh, they're fucking good, mate. Oh, I've got all sweary. No, that's the whole point. You're not meant to make a noise.
That's the opposite of what
I believe. Noising makes food nicened.
Noising. Noising makes food nicened.
I think I'm writing that down. Right.
You've lost it, mate. You have lost the capacity for language.
Did you do admin at the top of the hour? No, I know. I listened. You didn't.
Well, I pressed the thing. Press the thing.
You know what? You doing this is like watching the apes evolve in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Where is the piece of paper? I will happily read out the admin for the...
Oh, please, Ash, if you could.
Oh, I'd love to. I've not done it yet.
Should be.
Yeah, I think it's your
turn. Should be about. Here we go.
It's all about charity at the end of the day.
Yes, chazity. Now,
I'd like to say that every 15 minutes we've been doing this, definitely.
Yeah.
if you want to donate to what is a brilliant cause and to help these guys, because every time you donate, they get a little electric shock in their gooch area, and it just keeps them going. So please do donate. You've done tremendous. I've got a figure in of how much you guys alone have raised. I just want you to know it's incredible. You've raised £73 million.
That's more than I expected.
It's a lot. Although there is quite a large margin of error in that, I need to make that absolutely clear.
I believe it's a 99.9% margin of error.
It really is
in lies favour.
If you want to donate, just brace yourself, get a pencil ready, and write down Get a long pencil ready. my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/geekatorium27podcast. Or just go to the FUBAR website is probably the best thing to do. If you type in FUBAR into Google, click on their website, there will be a link there that you can donate. Do that, or go to the Geekatorium website.
.net. We have got a page there that takes you straight to a linky link to do pressy press.
Follow Geekatorium, follow FUBAR on follow them on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then that's basically all you need. If you're following these guys on Twitter, then you're going to be, it's going to be easy for you to donate. You're going to be donate twice, donate three times.
Yeah. Has this been done before, like a long podcast?
Well, I believe Chris Moyles, the DJ, did a 48-hour
radio show,
and he was allowed to take, I think, 5-minute naps at certain intervals.
What?
I know, I believe it. I mean, the thing is that it's not just like we get here and we do 27 hours. Like, we've been awake part of the day beforehand, and
I got up at 10 almost 24 hours ago now.
Yeah.
I love that. I did. I was earlier than that. Yeah. You've got a long way to go, but I then went to Bristol. It took me 6 hours to get to Poxy Bristol to do a gig to then come
what
back.
What part of Bristol was it in? I was in Bristol the other day.
We were in, I can tell you the name of the comedy club.
They've got a jongleurs there, don't they?
Comedy Box, established 1994. I'll tell you who's there. Shall I tell you who's there?
All right.
Fifth of February, we've got Angela Barnes there. Plus,
she's coming in later.
Yeah, she's
coming
in later.
Well, you can tell her that she's going to have a cracking time in Bristol at the Comedy Box.
All right, nice.
What date is it? Thursday, the 26th of February. We've done that. That's gone.
Oh, she's already done that gig. You told her about that.
No. That's the 5th of March. She's there.
Right, got it.
Next Thursday. So that'll be a great. I mean, what a place. It was great.
Yeah, nice room. Nice
really
people.
Lovely room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. Really lovely room.
Yeah. I think we need to deodorise the room before we have ladies in.
I'll be honest, I came in and didn't smell too bad, but
mate, it smells like a mixture of yeast.
No, because that sounds like a sex disease when you mention yeast in any kind
yeast
of...
yeast is a sex disease.
Yeah.
I think it smells... I think any woman would... The levels of hormones in here, a woman would come in here and instantly be pregnant.
We can only hope.
What?
You really are set on kids, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
So you've had a little nappy nap.
I haven't, though.
You nearly did your third time check in the same minute.
Check the time again. Yeah, there you go.
It's like when you look at your watch and then someone asks you the time and you look at your watch again.
It's 14 minutes past 6.
Is it?
And we're having a great time here today. The time is 14 minutes past 6. I'd just like to say... 14 minutes past 6.
Ash, if you're leaving in a quarter of an hour, this is my chance.
What?
To go home.
Don't.
And I'll give you a lift.
To quickly have a snout.
Yeah, go for it, man. Go for it. Do that while you can, and then I'll go for a smoke when you get back, and then we'll just keep him as long as possible as we tag in and out of this room.
Side.
We are in that difficult period now where it's like we've got guests coming in, but not until.
Right, talk me through it, Paul. I want to know what is the what's happening. I'm a keen listener to this podcast, so tell me please, what's the agenda going forwards? Who's coming in? Angela Barnes, you said, is coming
in. Yeah, we've got Angela Barnes. We've got.
She's incredible, Angela Barnes. I feel like I should leave something here for Angela Barnes.
Yeah, that flyer, reminding her of her forthcoming show.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, do it. And give a little sign on it saying,
hi, Angela. Hi, Ash Angela. Here. We're gigging together in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
I might write her a note. Who else is coming in? Angela Barnes.
Yeah. Angela Barnes.
Yeah, right.
We've established that.
Angela Barnes coming in?
In 3 hours, we have Basil Brush.
Get what?
Basil Brush is calling in.
Oh, that's
now brilliant. You're sorry. Now you're sorry again.
Now you're wishing you were
here. Maybe I'll bring the boy down. We'll come in. He can.
Or we could just pretend it's him over the phone. Terrible. I can do a bad impression.
That's a terrible piece of parenting, isn't
it? It's not the best impression in the world.
You bring a child into a recording studio with some smelly men. Okay, so Basil Brush, that's it. That's impressive.
Yeah, we have Angela Barnes. Yeah. We have...
It's 14 minutes past 6.
16 minutes past.
This is right. So now, officially, mate, I nearly said officially, mate. All right, mate. You're now doing the breakfast show.
Oh.
6 o'clock. People are waking up. They're going to work. There is people out there now, Paul. You have got a responsibility. These people are waking up with you now. You have got a responsibility to get these people up, get them out of bed, and get them to fucking work on time. You're setting these people up for their day.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, Eli.
It's really not. I mean, the thing is, to really make sure this is a breakfast show, right?
Yeah. Breakfast show, go for it.
This is what you need for any. This is the universal song of the breakfast show.
Yep.
No, not that one.
That's pretty good. That's a comedy club.
I mean, that's fine. That's not what I was looking for. But unfortunately, when you grab your songs off the internet, it's a little bit of a painful, awkward moment when you just want to get stuff done. And you can't even skip the advert, so you have to talk randomly for about 3 more seconds until you can just go, "It's breakfast."
Hey, and you've...
You get the gist.
You've got to talk with a kind of... If you're a poor breakfast radio DJ, you've got to talk with this weird mid-Atlantic kind of accent. I don't know why.
It's 17 minutes past six, and you're listening to Wacky Radio Breakfast Time Fun Box.
Quack, quack, oops.
What?
So... You do, though. You genuinely... You know, there are genuinely people that listen to this show this time of the day that are expecting a breakfast show. And you have got to provide them with that. That is your job.
In that case, it's very simple. I have my soundboard so I can, you know... It's the wacky news! 3 dead in...
Jihadi John strikes again. That's not funny. That's unacceptable.
Well, if you can't laugh at jihadists, what can you laugh at?
Not them.
Not much. No, you can't. Said
that is, I retract. Yeah, go on.
It's a breakfast
that
show.
That was a sound effect and unacceptable. That's worse than what I said.
And what was that?
No, I'm not saying it again. I feel like this. I tell you what, it's not acceptable.
Go on.
This. No. All stop.
That soundboard's not paying off. I'll be honest, though.
It's 69p wasted.
It's 19 minutes past six. Coming up on the show, we've got Wincy Willis with a new workout video.
If it was Wincy Willis, I would not be going home.
No, I would not be going
home. If it was Rusty Lee, I would not be going
Rusty
home.
Rusty Lee's coming in.
Rusty Lee's, is she really?
No.
Oh, come on.
She's coming in and she's going to bake us a nice pie. Morning pie.
I've got her autograph.
Wincy Willis or...
Rusty Lee.
Dusty Lee. I don't know. Rusty Lee.
Dusty Rhodes.
How did that come about?
I was on the children's TV programme Motormouth in 1988.
Oh, yeah, with Gabby Roslin.
Rusty Lee was on. Jeremy Beadle was on. Martika. Do you remember Martika, the singer?
Yeah.
Neil Buchanan, Steve Johnson. Who else was on?
The Car.
Brum.
I don't think you need to... But it's good. Motormouth is good. But it wasn't number 73.
Number 73 with Toxvic. You don't get better than that. I remember watching that once, and they had a guy on who'd invented a cordless kettle. It was like 5 years before a cordless kettle came on, and he just showed the design for a cordless kettle.
He must have been fucking excellent in bed.
That's true.
Come back to my place, love. I invented the cordless kettle.
Because I did this gig last night in Bristol. What happens on the show is that people are bringing stuff along to trade up, and at the end of it, it's going to be auctioned off for charity.
Okay.
So at the moment, like, they had a garden gnome. We had a garden gnome to trade. And then there was a guy in the audience. So I say, like, what's people brought along to trade up? And this guy brought a Sega Game Gear. Ooh. And then he was listing the games on it, and I was like, I bet you were incredible in bed. The way you were talking about a Sega Game Gear, goes, like, he had Mortal Kombat with all the codes on, all how to do all the moves and all that
really?
Sort of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know they brought Mortal Kombat for the Game Gear.
It was there. I'm sure it was.
I'll take your word for it.
Mortal Kombat World Cup 94 USA.
Did he have Sonic the Hedgehog?
He had Sonic the Hedgehog on a 9-game cartridge.
Oh, so it wasn't proper. These sound like dodgy carts. I think these aren't Sega legit.
Well, that definitely is. And if it's a 9-cart thing, no. You know that that's dodgy. But
yeah, because I had a Game Boy that had one of those 18 games on one car and had a little button on the actual cartridge you had to press to knock the next game on.
My friend used to have a Super Nintendo, and it had some sort of mod on it where you could download the games onto a disc, like a floppy disc.
Yeah.
And then so he had all of the Super Nintendo games on discs, and then you just plug it into like a disc drive and then you play the Super Nintendo game through.
Yeah, I believe that Super Nintendo, I mean Nintendo at the time did dally with disc drive gaming, I seem to remember.
I definitely think this was a knockoff. Yeah,
because I seen those homebrew kits where someone comes up with a Super Nintendo Sega Master System
drive,
yeah, and it's like four different consoles jammed into one big mahogany
box.
Well,
there's now an official one coming out, isn't there, that's got everything on it.
Oh.
It looks incredible.
I'd like to get my hands on that. But the problem is, it's one of these things where the console might be new.
I'm grunting. I'm back.
How was your cigarette?
Hey, it's 14 minutes past six.
It kind of... Seriously. The sun's coming up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
I can't see it myself.
Yeah, because you're a pessimist.
Oh, no. Don't be so honest and factual. Not here. It's just. We've got a void now, I reckon, of about 2 hours before we start getting guests in.
Well, you're going to have to fucking step up to the plate, my friend.
What are we going to do? What do you think?
Keep talking.
I'm going to say, like, Eli.
Yeah.
Has, I'm a mate, because when I got here, you were flagging. You've had five cans of Red Bull, but you have soared now. Paul, You are. I think the sleep, I don't think it did you any good.
It didn't do any good at all.
I think Eli is going to be carrying this for the next couple of hours.
Oh, good, I'll take another nap then and try and get some more sleep.
No, I mean, he is. Look at that face. Look at the energy in that face.
That's drugs.
It's not drugs.
He's been snorting Viagra. That's what keeps you up early in the morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, Paul.
Well, go on, mate. How are you holding up?
I'm feeling all right.
You shouldn't talk about it.
No, I think we should talk about where we are emotionally, physically, mentally.
I'm not in a good place.
No?
I mean...
In this part of London?
No.
Yeah, it's Holloway.
There was a shooting up the road, wasn't there?
I believe so. It's all the rage. It's what we're all talking about.
We are not discussing the world's matters right now.
Let's not talk tackle tittle pop.
I wonder if everyone stopped talking about that fucking dress.
Well, we fucking haven't, it turns out.
No, because every time you think it's gone, you bring it up again.
Like a bad smell.
Yeah, like a dirty, dirty grot stain.
An egg burp.
So, Angela Barnes is coming in.
Yeah, Angela Barnes is coming in. Who
and Basil
else?
Brush.
We got Izzy Lawrence, a fantastic comedian. But we supposedly have Len Bit Opic phoning in.
Oh dear.
I've worked with him in the past. We did a paranormal conference together where he was my opening act.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, that's a thing. And Claire Lim, who does the show here, spoiler alert, she's going to come in before midday. And
What, that's the spoiler that she's coming in?
No, that's the name of the show she does at Fubar, spoiler alert.
I know.
Oh, right, you tricked me with your words.
Izzy Lawrence has a brilliant podcast. I'm going to always bring it back to podcasts. Her podcast, The Z-List Deadlist, is brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great one, that one. And so we got Dom Biswas.
He's good, I like him.
I like Dom.
He's nice.
Stephen Allen is calling in, I believe.
Stephen Allen.
Nev Fountain's coming in, Paul Harry Allen, David Schneider's coming in, Patrick Monaghan's calling up.
Patrick Monaghan, he'll just take you through to the end. He'll start, if he phoned now, he'd be fine.
I would literally just tape the phone to the microphone and then go.
May I phone in again later?
Yeah, if you want.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, cool.
In fact, if it wasn't for the fact that you're such a great parent, I'd just keep you here.
Yeah, I can't.
It's good.
Responsibilities.
We've got Ian Smith. We got.
Oh, I love Ian Smith.
John Fleming.
Don't know John.
Stuart
Fleming.
Goldsmith.
Stuart's beautiful. Imagine how you feel now. Imagine seeing Stuart Goldsmith's incredibly beautiful face walk through that door in however you were feeling there. Stuart Goldsmith's going to walk in, and you are instantly just going to feel like, bang, the world is great.
Okay.
He will do that to you, and just touch him. Touch him on his skin,
and I'll be rejuvenated.
Yeah.
So could I potentially harvest his organs, boil it into a stew, feast on that and live forever.
Take him down, Eli. Take him down. Take him down. He's gone.
Paul, back to reality.
This is my reality. That's the...
Don't harvest Stuart Goldsmith's
spleen. You're not going to harvest anyone's spleen.
Might have
to. Boil anyone's internal organs.
I might have to. And I can't promise I won't harvest anyone's organs, be they Stuart or...
And Sandling's coming back, is he?
No, I hope so. Yeah. He's probably sitting there in his lovely bed right now.
He'll protect
all
Goldsmith.
All warm.
He'll protect Goldsmith, won't he? Because they're friends.
Yeah, they're buddies, sex buddies.
Everything that he says, you've lost it, mate. It's all killing and sex. You've gone down to the primal id of
Stuart
Paul.
Goldsmith is no one's sex buddy apart from his fiancée.
Well, that's her loss.
That doesn't make sense. I thought you said
why
that.
Why are you picking me up on things not all making sense?
Because
I have been talking non-stop practically.
No, you've had a little nappy nap.
Sleepy time.
Sleepy time.
No, what I did was I went next door, lay on the floor and listened to you two. And then for 5 minutes I zoned out and then it was like, that must have been the sleep I had. And then I woke up.
And you then
and he was still finishing off the anecdote about having sex with
you
a
then dragged Stuart Goldsmith sex. Through the mud.
I couldn't drag him through the mud.
Not with that handsome bloody face of his.
All that dirt would just glisten off his beautiful form, tone, body.
His twilight face.
So the dirt would glisten off.
His body, yeah, it would shimmer off.
Is that a verb in the right place there, Paul?
Yeah, it has been ever since the TV film show Twilight. This is going to be really hard.
I've got the fever shakes.
You've got to do morning. You've got to do time checks. We're starting people's days.
I'm going to pick a song because it's nearly half past. So banter, boys.
Well, good. I'm glad that
a little health check here.
You've pricked your finger and you're doing your blood checks.
I've got the fever shakes. I've got Red Bull belly. Yeah. And I've got a poo-poo brewing.
Wow.
I thought Gannon had gone.
I've gone as well.
It turns out
I tried.
You did do some.
Yeah, well, you're very trying.
Eli, don't. You're going to be fine. I'm trusting in you to hold this together. You've got to stop touching it. You're doing that thing that you do. You know when you're driving and you're falling asleep at the wheel. So you touch your eye and it's like you're tricking. You go, like, I'm just scratching my eye, but really you've slept. You're like a dolphin and half your brain is asleep. Do you ever do that when you're driving? Yeah.
No. We're not in charge of vehicles.
We don't commandeer vehicles.
No. We don't come in any kind of vehicle.
Oh, Christ.
No, that's it. That is it, Paul. If this keeps going, right?
I can't promise it won't.
You will stop with the punnery.
Yeah. I'm wondering when the hallucinations are going to start.
Simon Punnery.
Right. Let's have a musical break.
Bye, everyone.
Are you off?
I'm off.
Bye.
I love you both. Bye. I love you all.
I love you, Ash.
The Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge on FUBAR Radio.
And so it is 6:31 a.m. in the morning. You are listening to FUBAR Radio. This is our 27-hour comedy podcast challenge. And this is where things get difficult.
It's just you and me now, Paul.
It is just you and me, mate.
All the guests have gone.
Yeah, I know. We'll sort it out. I'll tell you what, though. What I would love, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but I would love a coffee. Wouldn't you love a coffee? A coffee? You could make a coffee.
You're hinting.
I'm hinting for someone to make a hot drink.
Our brilliant, hard-working
production
team.
And I don't want to leave you alone. Well, yeah, we've got a great production team helping us out and keeping us flowing and stuff like that. It's good that we're not completely alone. Because if we were completely alone, I would definitely put an album on and go to bed. I'm not even joking about that.
Really?
Oh my God. The worst thing about going for a nap is that when you know you have a short window to get that nap in and then you spend the first chunk of that just going, I'm not going to sleep. I can't sleep. I'm tired. I can't sleep. It is the most exquisite torture. And it doesn't help when you're trying to nod off and you're like, yeah, and then I can hear a cat meowing. I got garlic up my nose.
Come on, it was a story.
It's a good story. It's a good story, but at the same time, it's just... you know.
I'm going to do a bit of housekeeping.
I'm going to do a bit of cleaning
and
up.
And by
work.
That, I don't mean, you know.
What, leaving?
I'm going to do a bit of tidying in here.
That's all right. I think you should definitely do that. I think you should clean up and do that thing. What I will say is I will just read out what we're doing here today. Yeah, we want to raise money for Comic Relief, obviously. We're helping Mark Watson's 27-hour challenge. We need to send you out at some point, Eli, and with a recording roving microphone and do a report. And then you can come back and we can talk about it. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, he said that. He's in the room, genuinely. So
I'm still here.
We are broadcasting live, obviously. This is FUBAR Radio, uncensored radio. But all these are going out hour on the hour via iTunes and Stitcher and all our SoundCloud channels. And if you go to FUBARradio.com or geekytorium.net and click on the relevant page, you'll get links to both of the places you can go to donate. And if you want to donate by doing the long-winded... Oh, God, I've got windy pops. The long-winded way, you can go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/geekytorium27podcast. All the information's there. It's one click. You donate, and that would be super, super sweet. It would be nice. I mean, the thing is, at this time of day, we're not going to get that many
people listening, really,
to donate. So this is just cold in the fort for when people listen to it later on. They can go, oh, I'll donate now. But for the time being... We'll relax on that until nine, I reckon.
All right,
you know,
fine. Just some chat then.
I just don't want to. In about an hour and a half, take my clothes off, go screaming into the Pleasance Theatre, and say, "I am death. Kill me." Because that
I
will happen.
I've become the destroyer of worlds.
I am Galactus with my massive spectral dong.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So, how's the cleaning coming on? Oh, you left bananas and apples, and that's great.
Yeah, Paul, I'll be back in just a little while. Okay.
All right, okay.
I'm just going in the next room for literally a couple of seconds.
That's fine, you can do that, mate.
Keep talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about myself to myself for myself. This might be the most existential moment of dread in my whole fucking life, where all I've got to do now is sit here and say, hey, how are you? Well, who have we had already on the show? So far, we've had Tom Took, we've had Stuart Laws, we had Nick Revel. Who else have we had? No, that's it. No, we've had a few. Oh, my God. Ash, obviously. I'm just gagging for company. So, let me tell you something about the Geekytorium, then, which is our live London show that we do, obviously, in London monthly. Funnily enough, we do our show on the first Sunday of every month, and then, ideally, it would have been this March, which would mean we would have been doing the show on Sunday. And I just thought, we took a seat back, and I stepped back, and I thought, you know what? There's no way in hell after doing a 27-hour show I want to do a live show the very next day after probably not that much sleep, so we dished it. But the Geekytorium is a pop culture podcast. It's a pop culture podcast, but it's also a live show where we celebrate anything from video games to movies to TV shows to long-lost board games to all kinds of stuff, and we recreate, on a very limited budget, 70s and 80s quiz shows. And we usually have fantastic guests. Oh, and something's ringing. And you know when you just a phone goes off and you have no idea where it is? Can you hear a phone going off?
I can definitely hear that.
Oh no, I've got a caller. Hang on. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hang on. I got too many phones ringing at once. This is the problem when you have all your stuff sorted out. One second. Bear with me. Don't, no, it's not though. Actually, I know who this is. Let me turn this up as best I can so we can all hear. All right. Hello, Alison Gwynn, how are you?
I'm well. I don't know what windy pops were.
Windy pops are...
They can be burps or farts.
Yeah, they are burps or farts. Can we pick her up? Are we hearing it?
I can hear her.
Yeah, for your headphones.
Yes, Paul, through my headphones. All right, where else am I going to hear it from?
So let me just back this up. Alison Gwynn is one of my lifelong friends for life who once came over to the UK when she was performing in the Broadway hit Hair. We became close friends and and then she left me. And I've never forgiven you for it.
No, I just wanted to know what Wendy Pops were. Now I can leave you alone.
Oh, that's it? We're not here to do a transatlantic transference of information. I was meant to say translation.
I thought maybe it was getting scary, so.
It was, Alison.
I didn't know how long Eli would be gone.
Well, no one knows. But thank you for calling in. That's beautiful of you. How are things? What time is it there?
Yeah. It's 1:39 a.m.
Oh, my God. You should be in bed.
I am.
Oh. Oh, well, the sun's just coming up now over fair London town. Hopefully.
Jealous?
Do you miss London, though?
Sorry. I do. It's quite cold here.
It's not too bad in London.
It's not too bad. It's about 10 degrees.
Then we're getting the sniff of spring,
Celsius.
Aren't we? Yeah. So, yeah, that's all fun and games. So, thanks for calling in. Bye. No, obviously.
Bye.
No. Let's talk about what you're doing right now, because you are back on Broadway, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm in On the Town on Broadway.
Oh, and if anyone doesn't know, that's the musical where we get the song New York, New York, isn't it?
Is that one of those old, yes, like 1930s musicals?
I don't know when it was first done.
1944?
Okay,
that was when it was first on stage.
Yes.
Ah.
And then Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly.
That's right, yeah.
Then it was a movie. Sailors Looking for Love.
Oh, yeah, that's a famous one.
24 Hours.
New York, New York.
It's a wonderful town.
The thingies
off. Let's face it, they're probably not really looking for love, are they?
Well, we just don't know. They're maybe looking for a one-night stand.
That's probably what's happening. But in the 40s, you had to make it respectable.
Yeah, you had to make it respectable because you just couldn't have a light-hearted musical about three dirty sailors banging their way through downtown New York. You certainly would be
a totally different musical.
No, it's totally. But they all find love, don't they? In the final outing, they all meet their lady.
They do, but then they get back on the ship and they have to go to the Second World War and probably die.
A happy ending. The girls get recognition, and the guys get to die for their country, which is what everyone wants. In fact, I hadn't thought about the ending of On the Town like that before, but I'm guessing
my character is the only one that wins the play.
Your character?
Yeah.
How do you win?
My character is the nerdy roommate who actually is the only one that gets the guy at the end.
Oh.
But he gets her guy at the end.
But the guy, your guy, your character's guy isn't one of the sailor guys.
No, he isn't. He's a rich judge.
That's better.
And that's a better prospect as well.
I think so. It's safer, yeah. Dependable.
And I didn't get STDs from Sailor.
Exactly. It's the STDs you don't want to get.
You get a much better class of STD from a judge.
From a judge. And you get to bang his gavel.
It's a different social disease.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. And how's it been going, the revival? Has it been well received?
Yeah, really well. I think we just got the new, the winner of So You Think You Can Dance has joined our company.
Oh, what a rip-off. That's a backdoor audition, that is. Isn't it?
What?
It's a backdoor audition.
They won a national contest, Paul. They've got to have some chops. Jesus.
They should get what everyone wins for that kind of show. Bouquet of flowers and a rosette.
No, they got a... Yes, that's good.
And he gets a Broadway contract. He's very sweet, the little one. He's 19.
Oh. I don't know why we both sighed like it was all looking after our grandson or something, but yeah.
Anyway, yes, that's all well and good. I wanted to know your all's most awkward moment at school.
I think I can narrow it down to the whole of it. A daily embarrassment.
The whole of it?
No, I'll tell you. I don't know if it's most embarrassing, but it's certainly most disgusting. I was in primary school. And I think I was about 5 or 6 at the time, and we went to school assembly, and I was very kind of not poorly, but I had a cold and I was all bunged up. And what I remember happening was we had a teacher who's the witty teacher. Every school has the witty teacher that everyone likes because they tell jokes at assembly, or
the cool teacher,
yeah, and they play songs. And he was like that kind of teacher, but he was doing a song about birds, you know, flying away and then coming back.
Was it Fly Away, Little Bird?
No. It was...
Eli, I like that song.
Yeah, see? And she's a six. She's a professional.
Yeah, copyright Paul Gann and Eli Silverman, all right? So no one's taking that.
No, no, that's a tune. I've got it now. Yellow bird up in banana tree. How's that go? Like that. That's how it goes.
No, now you're talking mad.
That's perfect.
Okay, keep going with the story.
So he's telling the story, and he's indicating the number of birds with his fingers. And then he gets down to one bird. And what finger do you think he picked to represent the bird? He gave the bird. And I remember laughing so hard that all the bunged up snot that was in my nose came jettisoning out and landed on the back of the girl sat in front of me. And it was a great big globby yellow snot mass on her back. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I started like slowly trying to scrape it off her cardigan into my hand.
Oh.
But she thinks I'm playing that game where you draw on someone's back and you've got to guess what letter or number it is. So every time I start scooping the snot, she turns around and goes, is it W? And I'm like, no. Try again.
It's not.
It's not indeed. And so I managed to scoop up.
Come on, it's 6:40 or something in the morning. I just did a pan.
On snot, well played. So I managed to scoop this big jellyfish of snot onto my palm. And then for the rest of assembly, I just held it in my hand. And I didn't know what to do with it. And so assembly finishes, definitely. We're all walking out. I'm holding the snotty goo in my hand. And my teacher goes, what have you got in your hand? And I, without thinking, just went and slurped the whole thing down.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. This is taking a turn for the worst.
Good morning. It's 6:44 and it's Wake Up Boo.
That was an amazing story.
Thank you. It's all true.
That was amazing.
Elay, what about you?
Well, I didn't, you know, I was really quite cool at school. I didn't have awkward moments.
I'm sure you were.
I just had lots of sex.
Did
not,
I'm
not
at
underage.
School?
Yeah. Whatever, I'm talking about high school.
All right, okay. No high school.
High school.
Yeah. Age of consent 16.
But when
here,
I was at university, I still feel embarrassed about this now. It's really bad. Yeah. I pretended I'd read the play that we were going to talk about in the class.
Yeah.
And it was this play. The whole basis of the play was it was about this group of men. It's like this Greek play where there's a group of men and there's no women about. Right?
Right.
All their wives are absent. They don't appear in the play.
They are concepts rather than things.
No, no. It's all about the women not being there.
Right.
And I started talking about the wives.
Okay.
And then someone tried to kick me underneath the table and like, no, but I went too far. And the lecturer had to say, sorry to catch you out, Eli, but there are no women in the play.
Oh.
And it was absolutely mortifying. So I've tried, Alison. I know that's not, it doesn't live up to Paul's snot letter story.
I did set the bar pretty high with that one. Let's be honest with you.
That was really, really high. That was really, really.
Well, it's nice to know you can go to bed with visions of our grotty life in your head.
Just forever. I'll have that image forever. You eating snot out of your hand.
Grotty, what does grotty mean?
What does what?
Well, I think that's... Grotty.
Grotty, you know, grotty.
Dirty. Yeah. You know, basically
dirty.
The visual definition.
Grot. Have you ever heard that word, grot? I am grot.
No.
It's schmut.
Schmut.
You know schmut?
Yeah, like
schmut.
Schmut, you know schmut?
Yeah.
Grot.
Yeah, we've established the word grot means something dirty or grubby or
well, I'm just trying
soiled.
To
know
what schmutz is.
Yeah.
Schmutz. Yeah, that's right.
Schmutz.
Yeah. That's
indeed.
Grot. It's
Eli,
a.
I don't believe that you don't have a little boy gross story.
I used to swallow worms.
He did. He would eat worms to impress people.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to swallow them whole to impress my schoolmates.
I don't know why you think that would impress anyone.
It kind of impressed them.
Yeah.
Well,
how
yeah,
about
it
we find? How about we find 27 worms, and you can slug them down for comic relief. No,
I would be sick now.
There we go.
See, he's just not committed to raising the money, Alison. That's what it comes down to.
If someone played...
Those are cheap eats.
Yeah, we're not that cheap.
Dirt cheap.
We need to do that later on, actually. During the day when the shops are open, we'll send you out and we'll do an impromptu cheap eats.
Brilliant.
And you can bring some stuff back.
I'm out for that.
Yeah.
100%.
Just whatever you can find.
Yeah, well, it's Holloway Road. If you can't find cheap eats on Holloway Road, you're not eating in Holloway.
Yeah, it's a good area.
Wow. It's an area of London.
It's an area.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to paint this area in a particular...
Did I kill enough time?
Yeah, you did. You want to go now?
Alison, we had Gillian Anderson
you
on.
You have so much planned, I know. I don't want to get in the way.
It's just, we're in a weird zone right now where things are about to happen again, but they've just finished and let's just be honest. We're struggling.
We're fucked.
We're struggling.
We're fucked here. Seriously.
You couldn't do that on the breakfast show.
Oh, mate, we are goners.
We'll be fine. We just need to get guests in, banter.
You can always talk about top three different things.
Don't get him started
Eli's
on that.
Eli's top three, yeah.
Eli's top
idea.
Three. We can do that. So we'll give us a top three and we'll work on that when we've hung up on you.
Top three what, Alison?
Top three horror movies.
Okay.
All right, good.
It has to be cheesy horror.
Cheesy horror film.
All right, we can do that.
This Kubrick stuff.
Yeah, none of this fancy pants, highfalutin, shining gormlessness. No, we're not doing that at all.
Okay.
I tell you what, I've just done a look online and there are some show tunes from On the Town, so we might play that on the hour for you, even though you're probably sick of every single song in On the Town.
Alison, is there a song that your character sort of leads that we could play?
No.
Sorry.
She's part of the greater ensemble.
Our cast album comes out early March.
Brilliant.
Wow. I love those cast albums, though. They're really nice.
So look out for that.
I will. I expect a free copy in the post. Not pressure at all. Or an illegal download code, whatever you can get your hands on. All right, well, then that's it. I'll tell you what, we'll let you go, but thank you so much for calling, Alison. It's always great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Alison.
Thank you. Night-night.
Sleep well.
Don't Bye. Let the bed bugs
night-night.
Bite.
Good
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And she's gone. That was Alison Gwynn.
Oh, she's
amazingly
lovely.
Talented lady.
She's got such a lovely voice as well, just her speaking voice.
She's got that I think I've got a soft spot for American accents, though.
Well, some of them can be very abrasive. And
some of them can
shrill.
Be very, very abrasive, yeah. But ultimately...
Not her voice. Wow, it's great.
Yeah, and,
it's like cool water, her voice, isn't it?
I've got a soft spot for American accents.
Yeah?
And she's got a really sweet one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And an accent.
All right, don't push it too far.
Don't be smutty.
Don't get smutty.
In the morning breakfast show, drive time breakfast morning
Good
show.
Good morning. Fuck you.
I burned my mouth on the coffee. I can't speak. We're going to have to abandon it. Please, kill me. Kill me. Kill me.
And now the weather. Pussy.
Oh, I hope whoever's downloaded this one just goes, I could skip this. I could skip this hour.
You can skip a whole hour, mate.
It's been mostly sex talk, snot talk, and,
grot talk.
Yeah, it's mostly grot talk. But, you know, it's all a bit of fun.
No, I really am losing it now.
Yeah,
I've
I know.
I've got to that, the last hour. Ooh.
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 All right, fine. Topic. Yeah.
Topic.
Oh, Paul. Paulie,
no,
Paul.
We'll do the top three cheesy horror films.
I can't think of that. That would involve me having to think of something.
Well, do you want me to start then?
All right. Yeah, I could just disagree with what you say. That'd be easier.
Perfect. So these are horror films that I would class as...
Trashy.
Fun, but, you know, a bit schlocky, a little bit B-movie, all right?
Yeah.
So first one, and this is a ranking thing, this is as they come to me. Evil Dead 2. That's a nice, trashy,
it's
good...
It's not, but it's not really...
Yeah, it is. It's lurid and slapsticky and...
It's not an actual B-flick, though, is it?
It all depends. I mean, the thing is, it all depends on your angle. It all depends on your angle. So, I would say Evil Dead 2 counts as cheesy, trashy horror.
Okay.
Two, probably Tremors. The thing is, Tremors is a bit more respectable. As a horror film, because it's basically Jaws on land, but there's lots of weird B movie asides, like the gun nut who you think is a freak, and then he ends up saving the day because he owns every single gun in the world. And you know, it's Kevin Bacon before he he started doing really awful hot TV shows about serial killers.
What show is that?
The Following.
Is it bad?
Yeah, really bad. It's like, imagine taking all the interesting stuff of like Silence of the Lambs and then taking all that out and just making it crazy serial killer who somehow has a cult of followers who are also all serial killers that he, Kevin Bacon, has to track down on a weekly basis.
Pass.
Yeah. So, Kevin Bacon, you peaked with Friday the 13th, mate. Get over yourself. So that's that. And I don't know, maybe... I'll tell you what. Personal choice, favourite. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I have not seen that.
It's not a great film, but it does what it does brilliantly because it's purposely written to be a bad 50s B-movie and it's just set in the 80s. So it's got this weird discord between the 50s B-movie sensibilities and then the 80s kind of style and lingo. And stuff, you know,
lingo. You know what? I was hilarious. I was in hysterics a second ago, and I'm starting to feel really flat.
Oh. I mean, just because it's hard to, you know, talk non-stop for a day without the aid of, you know, long breaks or
stimulants
or padding.
I've got coffee.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the rules are. Can we just stick on an hour-long podcast?
No, of course we can't.
We can't. I'm not saying we do that.
Paul, this was your fucking idea.
I was not.
And you're backing out.
I am not backing out.
We've got halfway through. Are we halfway through yet?
No, we're an hour from being halfway. No, we must be past the halfway point now.
Well, let's actually work it out. We are capable.
It's 7 o'clock. So we've done it some... to 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've done 11 hours. So we're not halfway.
We're not anywhere near halfway through.
Mummy, no like.
Oh, God. That's crushing.
It's fine. We'll be all right. We've got each other. Can you imagine if it was just you on your own or me?
Well, I just wouldn't be doing it.
No, but I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't do this on my own.
You would be mad if you did this on your own.
You'd have to be
In fact, you know the guy who broke the staying up record was this DJ?
Really?
Yeah, a DJ back in I think it was the 50s or 40s maybe, he decided he was going to stay up. He broke the record, and he did 8 days, but then he went insane.
Holy
for the rest of his life, certifiable.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. I've got mental health issues.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be all right. Remember that TV show as well? There was one when Big Brother had kicked off and everyone was doing these kind of weird, gimmicky reality TV quiz shows.
There was a Staying Awake one.
Yeah, there was. I can't remember what it was called.
That's a stupid idea.
But they were allowed to have half-hour naps or something, weren't they? So it wasn't that they were completely awake the whole time.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. But they weren't my rules. And then there's that other one where they pretended to fly to Mars. You remember that one?
And they all believed they were actually flying to Mars.
I don't know if that was true, but I do remember that the gimmick was they would be in the exact same conditions if they were put into a pod and sent to Mars.
Oh, God, that's the first yawn.
Then you've started it.
Oh, no.
You've started the yawny curse.
That really crept up on me.
Yeah.
I haven't yawned all night.
No, I know. Because you've been drinking 27 Red Bulls.
Yeah.
And chocolate and sugar. We've got apples and we got fruit. And
I've had a banana. That was what... Mate, have a banana. That's what got me through.
I like bananas.
No, it really... That's what Mark Watson is doing.
Nothing but bananas.
He does. He does bananas. He doesn't do caffeine. You're opening at the wrong end of the banana. Just
don't give a massive flying toss.
Don't eat the banana audibly.
We have to make sounds so people know we're still talking.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, God, I don't want to hear you gobbling banana.
That is a euphemism, listeners. No, I'm going to eat it properly. But
fucking hell.
When we play the next song.
Which is when?
In about 3 minutes.
Oh, that's why you got all happy all of a sudden.
Because I'm happy.
No, don't sing that. What song are we going to listen to?
Well, I'm going to pick one from On the Town. I've got Be a Lady. Look, Be a Lady Tonight.
That's a great song. I thought that was from Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, it is.
So it's not from On the Town?
No, it's not.
So why are you playing it then?
I thought it was from On the Town.
Well, you're fucking full of shit, aren't you?
Might not want to play it now.
Don't play it.
I'm not
going to. It's from the wrong musical.
I will. You watch me. I'm getting rid of it. Cool. I'm gonna have to find something else.
New York, New York.
No, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna play New York. New York.
New York. What's a great town? Beautiful. What's that one?
What?
It's a New York.
What?
Yeah, it's a, I don't know. One of those songs. This is like, not only are we struggling, no one's listening.
But they might listen in the future. It doesn't matter about people listening right now. The point is that we are doing a marathon to raise money, and that is the point, not the fact that people might not be up listening to an app-based uncensored comedy radio station at 7 a.m. Give them a break. You've already lost yourself to your phone. That's nice.
No, I'm still here.
Are you?
Yes, I'm not looking at my phone.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to pick another Red song, Red Nose Day song to play. And this one's got a lot of energy and a lot of fun, and it's going to boost everyone up.
Yeah? What's it called?
It's not. It's Love Can Build a Bridge by Cher, Chrissy Hynde and Nana Cherry. But I want to get this out the way now before it all gets a little bit crazy later on. So I'm going to... It's going to get crazy.
Is it?
No.
It's going to get tired.
It's going to get... It's get, look, the thing is, we're in the fallow period. Let's be honest.
This is the lull, is it?
This is the lull. There's nothing we can do about it. It can't be all red hot all the time, all the go. We can't all be Mark Watson with his celebrity friends and his oh big movie stars.
Oh, it's the bitter, by. The bitter pool. The bitter pill.
Yeah, maybe. We have to rely on our own God-given beautiful talent to get us through the next 10 seconds before I play a jingle then a song.
I think we're going to make it.
I think we're going to make it as well. I love you.
The Geekatorium 27-hour podcast.